Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yeah.
En route to Stockton-on-Tees for tonight's gig.
He was very rude about me, Paul. And I was trying to be nice to him back. And he was very rude about me.
He's
got a point.
Yeah, I'd go to HR if I was you. And he was telling us about running the marathon and a bit of Arsenal. We also spoke to Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly. They're our excellent commentary team every year at Cheltenham, at the Cheltenham Festival.
Yep.
And there was some low-level bullying of Rupert
there
Bell.
Was always, as it's always nice.
Mainly by Lizzie.
Rupert used to be the word shenanigans, which I thought was nice.
Which is supposed to, she's supposed to be his friend, but anyway. we had a bit of a chat.
Yeah, lovely.
And we had a birthday spread.
We did.
Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's the nation breathes a sigh of relief as you are back. It's been lovely to have you back. I listened to the show yesterday. You made me laugh out loud about four times.
Oh, that's good. I'll take that.
It's really good because I was at the time I was fixing a puncture on my bike, which is never my favourite job.
No,
but I put you on in the background and it greased the wheels literally.
Oh, that's
Paul.
Good.
That's good to know, isn't it?
Glad to be of service. Was you sort of mid ride or was it at home that you noticed the puncture?
I cycled in the garage. I've got a rolling road thing.
And how'd you get a puncture?
Well, the tyre run. The inner tube runs out.
I was going to say, you managed to get... It sounds like an old Les Dawson. She was the kind of woman who could get a puncture on an exercise bike.
She got a puncture in the garage.
Yeah, it was just... She wasn't a great driver, my wife. It was classic Les Dawson you were doing then, wasn't it? Oh, dear me.
A bit of that, yeah. So, I've fixed it now. So,
good,
yeah,
that's no good problem. News.
I'm a real
now,
man, Paul.
We're both Labrador. I wouldn't call them owners. We're owned by two Labradors, aren't we?
You know? We are.
And I don't know if you have this problem, but my Labrador is basically a dustbin. She'll just constantly eat and eat. And they're vindicated. Fat Labs are vindicated. Well, she's not that big, actually. Yeah. You try and keep it off of her because you do your best. But she's always hungry.
Yeah.
And you often think, oh, it's glandular. But then you think, no, she's just a pig. But but today, new research has
science.
Come out.
Science has backed them up.
It is genetic. It's in their genes. They can't help it. This is great news for big Labradors everywhere. They've got this genetic thing. And as part of one of the tests, I've often wondered, me and my wife have wondered in the past, if suddenly the food tub of her sort of biscuity food got pushed over and we were out and she could eat the lot, would she eat the whole thing? Would she eat a month's supply?
When will she stop?
And they did this as part of the research. And they had to stop the dog because it was pretty clear the dog was going to keep eating till it passed
out. No off switch.
Absolutely. Well, it's no genetic off switch. This is the whole point.
It's fine.
So I don't quite know where this takes us, but I just thought that it's great vindication for people whose dogs are very greedy.
They'll be thrilled down at Labrador Club, won't they? They'll all be there.
Oh,
frogs.
Been
telling them for years.
The trouble is they'll probably think, well, we can eat what we like because it's not our fault.
I told you it's not my fault.
Yeah.
I was telling you. Stop feeding me chips.
Why do they sound like Tommy Cooper or Labradors?
They just do. I don't know if we could do what do you want to blame genetically on my nan had very little legs. And I've got little legs, as you know.
They
Paul.
Ran in the family, but not very far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm blaming my little legs genetically on my nan's side.
Okay.
So I don't
it
know
doesn't you allow you to do some very good impressions that we won't go into. Anyway, if you what you're blaming genetics on, any Labradors out there want to phone in, we'd love to hear from you.
That's a lot.
Even if you want to leave a WhatsApp voice note because you're a bit shy to come on air.
Yeah, mine.
Well, you're probably too busy eating.
We were walking yesterday and he ran off.
Yeah.
He's only 10 months, Claude. He's the second one. We all remember Bruce.
Oh, he loves his dog.
He's good old Bruce. And this is Claude and he ran off.
Yeah.
And We're like, what's he got? He's got something flapping over his head.
You thought it was a tissue or something?
He had like a tissue or something.
Yeah.
Come back, he's got half a rabbit.
Oh.
Oh, he's not killed the rabbit. He's dead already.
Yeah.
Full like ears.
Oh.
Like half a rib cage.
It's never good.
Kidneys.
And of course, the more you
and
try to
get it,
it
out, he loves it. He's always loving it.
It's great.
He absolutely loves it.
Tug with a dead rabbit.
I'm allowed to eat it.
Yeah. It's got a funny voice. I suppose he just sounds like Butch from the Sooty Show.
He's an idiot. He's
Hello, Sue. Hello, Mr. Corbett. That's basically what it is, isn't it?
It's a great part.
Anyway, that's one thing. It's World
anyway,
Book Day. Any parent who woke up at 8 o'clock and the kids hadn't told you. I mean, that must happen a lot, mustn't it? Wake up, Mum. It's World Book Day. Oh, no. Get your football shirt on. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You're messy today.
Yeah. The autobiography of Paul Scholes. You're Paul Scholes.
Yeah, you're Paul Scholes' autobiography. So it did make us think that there maybe could be something in real impromptu fancy dress. As an adult, it doesn't have to be World Book Day. If you've had that experience today or other days, we'd love to hear from you. But it could be, even as an adult, you've realised very late on that this is a fancy dress do.
Yeah,
and you've got to cobble something together at home. Like you're saying, you go as Brian Clough, all you need is a green jumper.
Green jumper.
And wander around saying,
you've
young
done
man.
Young man.
Pair of tracksuit bombs, boots, with your socks tucked in, and a green jumper.
We've all got that in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. A brilliant one, Paul, is if you want to go as the Invisible Man, because it's just loo roll. Just your normal clothes and your head wrapped in loo roll.
Just the head.
And then sunglasses over the top.
Oh, that's brilliant, Charlie.
The Invisible Man. Boom.
And you go,
there it is.
And as the evening goes on, I mean, the thing is, when you get, it's quite ludicrous because you go, when you go to a fancy dress party, I've often thought this, well, if you've got over that initial, hey, like, you're all standing around the group saying, so, well, it was definitely offside. You know, and why didn't he kind of rush in at the back post? It was there to be finished. I mean, you're having the same conversations, but
dressed as Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah,
or something.
One of you Lawrence of Arabia, one of you is Buzz Lightyear, and you're all one's Elvis.
Actually, John, I'm completely.
Just throw a tea bag across the room.
Actually, John, about really falling out with someone.
Yeah,
dressed as Buzz Lightyear.
That's
right.
Well, should we take this outside? You're Iron Man. I'm not going outside with you. Anyway, you get the idea with that. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J03 717223344. Kelvin in Chichester. That'd be the phone.
Oh, that's fine.
Vindicated today. So vindicated.
Yes.
I got a rollicking off the vet yesterday about the weight of my Labrador. I was trying to defend myself by telling them that he's just relentless. It's impossible not to feed him constantly. Hence, I'm dragging his fat backside up to the downs as we speak. Well, like, we're not saying it's carte blanche. You can't just feed them what they... because they will get overweight and get ill. But at least there is an understanding that there is some kind of genetic... problem.
And I think we can all agree, and this won't cause any problems at all, they are the best dogs. So, Labradors are the best dogs. We'll take those on the WhatsApp. What is the best dog? We all know it is actually Labradors.
So don't bother.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's World Book Day today, which meant a lot of parents were scrabbling around at 8 o'clock this morning trying to find gear. Ollie in Ashford said, totally forgot about it. It was yesterday, actually. I had a 13-hour work day, and I spend about another hour driving around supermarkets trying to find an outfit for my 8-year-old son. Finally tracked down a Spider-Man onesie.
Oh, yeah.
My son has never shown any interest in Spider-Man before. He blooming well does now. 5 supermarkets later, he does.
Big Spider-Man fan.
But he loves Spider-Man.
We all know the Spider-Man books, of course.
Yeah.
Paul, don't we all know that? We all them. Big Lynchy says... He's had a bit of a pop at me because we've been saying which is the best dog, which we all know is a Labrador.
We didn't really seriously. it was a joke.
He's saying it's a shit suit, which is absolutely the man. He's calling me a fool. Thank you, Lynchy.
Yes,
and Morgan, the Villa fan, says black trousers, black roll neck, box of chocolates from the newsagents. Bosh. The milk tray man.
Yeah.
Perfect for the last minute.
Because we're asking if you've suddenly, you are going to a fancy dress party and you've realised very late you don't know what to wear. Charlie had a great idea. Just put on a normal suit, wrap your head in toilet paper, put a pair of glasses over the top, Invisible Man.
Perfect, isn't it? Absolutely
brilliant. And then people aren't expecting you to have the paper there all night. You can't drink through it. It'd be like absorbing beer, wouldn't it? A great idea. There was a corker, Dean from Cambridge. So I went to a party and didn't realise it was fancy dress. I happened to be wearing a royal blue jumper over a black button-up shirt, and people saying, "Are you Spock from Star Trek?" And he said, "Yeah, I am."
Yeah, that's it.
I thought I'd kind of.
You absolutely got it.
But Spock from Star Trek, smart casual. You
know, just on the off day.
On the Enterprise, they have dress down Fridays, and they could go in a pair of jeans. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Staffies are the best dogs. I mean, everybody, if you've got one, you're going to say that.
Beam me up, Scotty. I'm in Primark.
Yeah, that's it. And we didn't ask for Stan Border Collie Moore. We don't want dog footballers in Shropshire.
No one asks.
That's too open-ended. You must know that by now. Andy McNabb is easy enough, says one of the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
A camo jacket, piece of black card sellotaped over your eyes, and a reluctance to talk to him. He's done it as a fancy dress.
Oh, what a nice idea. Don't talk to him. Sit in the corner.
That's it.
Who are you? Can't tell you.
I can't. If I told you, I'd have to. Anyway, you get the idea. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J. Very late calls for fancy dress. We're interested in those, or maybe your World Book Day KB scramble this morning. Mum, wake up! World Book Day, Mum!
We're making a cake. That's the other one.
Yeah.
We're making a cake.
Yeah.
I need the stuff. I need the stuff for a cake.
Just as you're leaving the house.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a wedding cake.
Yeah.
We're making them. No, Mum, not Victoria Sponge. Five tier wedding cake.
Yeah. When? Second lesson. Oh,
that's it. Yeah. Feeding eggs through gaps in the fence after you've been to the local spa. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ramesh Ranganathan is touring currently, so he's been training for the marathon as well.
Yeah, that was a shock, a surprise to me, the marathon.
Wow.
I knew he was losing weight somewhere. I thought he was just doing weights or something, but he's obviously been running.
Let's find out. Good afternoon, Ramesh.
Hello, Ramesh.
Paul, hello, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, we're not bad. Well. So, how long? I mean, you are a busy man, as we know. So, I mean, fitting in marathon training is pretty time consuming. Has it been going okay?
No.
It's a lot. It's a long way. It's a long way, Rom.
Yeah.
I sort of didn't appreciate how far it was. It was only when I announced it. I mean, obviously, I knew the distance. I'm not that crazy, but. I sort of, when I announced it, I just thought, I'm doing it for charity, doing it for Karma, just put it up on Instagram to get some donations. And the people started messaging me going, I can't believe you're doing it. Are you really doing the math? And I was like, oh, no. I sort of didn't realise it's as big a thing as it actually is. And then I started looking at TikToks and stuff about marriage. It turns out it's really hard. Mm. I hadn't fully appreciated that.
You're an ambassador for Calm. I mean, what is Calm? Can you explain that to us, Ron?
Yeah, Calm is a charity that's all about kind of mental health. They have a phone line and people that you can talk to if you're struggling. And it's just about encouraging people to talk and for people not to be alone when they're going through. So it's all about destigmatising sort of mental health issues and helping people feel like there are people out there they can talk to if they feel like they feel lonely or they feel they're in trouble or anything for whatever reason. So something I feel really strongly about. I feel strongly about it. Do I feel strong enough about it to do this marathon? That is all up.
Tell us at mile 19.
Yeah.
I don't know if mental health's that big.
Oh, here he is again. Shut up, mate.
Yeah. And you're going to be up in the northeast for the next few days gigging, aren't you? So, I mean, you're going to be planning to put a bit of... You're taking the trainers with you?
I am, actually, yeah. So I'm doing four nights. And then Newcastle, then Stockton and Newcastle, because that's how we plan this. I don't know what we do. So I'm going to be doing some running, and I try and stay anonymous because I've sort of brought a snood with me because I get very nervous. I'm going to get recognized. You know, my pace is, I would say, it hovers around walking.
Mm.
You know, it's sort of my pace at the moment. So I don't really want to get recognised doing that. And then, you know, donations start to drop off because people don't think I'm actually going to do it. So,
you don't fancy dressing up or being in a costume? Because I saw Rob Beckett went to the Brits, didn't he, dressed as a giraffe. He didn't fancy doing it in costume.
That was a huge test of stamina for him. I'll be honest with you, the, the big fear I've got is costumes, not wearing them, but being overtaken by somebody in one.
Yeah.
I do want to take this opportunity and say, if you are in a costume at the marathon, please stay away from me for my sort of self-esteem and ongoing
kind of bloke with a fridge runs by you. Yeah, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
There is a guy running it with a fridge strapped to his back.
Imagine him going by you.
Powers past you after the second mile.
I've asked on my Instagram this afternoon for a few tips for you, actually, Ramesh.
Great.
I've been on there.
What have you got?
See what bus route it's on. That's from Paul Munton.
Yeah.
Tunstall 9383. He says, don't wear lycra because I'll clean it up. You haven't got a bottom.
Oh, okay.
Which is true, actually. You've lost your bottom since you started losing all the weight. Where's it gone?
Well, no, Charlie, that's a slight misrepresentation. I never had a bottom.
Really?
I've never had one. You know, I've just got a line at the top of my leg. it's the only sort of defining feature, really, to be honest.
I've got yours.
Yeah, that's right. You're carrying it around for a number of people, aren't you?
Yeah, a few people.
Share the wealth, Charlie. Yeah. Will you? Come on, mate.
Oh, dear me.
And don't bother and just spend 4 to 5 hours in the pub. But that's nice. He's thinking you're going to do it in 4 to 5 hours.
I mean, that is very optimistic. I actually Googled, it takes about 8.5 hours to walk.
Hmm.
And they start packing up after 8 hours. Oh, my target time is to finish while they've still got all the stuff out. You know, that would be good for me.
That wouldn't be great for the self-esteem if you're sort of taken out by a yard broom after 8 hours where someone's just...
The calm people are following you round going, you know what, Rom, actually? Yeah. You're making us look bad.
We've actually decided to de-ambassador you.
Halfway round.
Ripping the epaulettes off your shirt. Yeah, that's right.
Terrible look. Yeah, we know that your mental health is going to take a knock, but we think it's a sacrifice we're willing to make.
Yes. Now, the mighty Arsenal are going rather well, aren't they? Just scoring for fun.
So
you must be loving it at the moment.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's I've got three boys who are all massive gooners, and they're feeling much more optimistic than I mean, the truth is, it's great to watch them, and it's but the running is tough. You know, we've still got lots of hard goals. So I don't think Arsenal are going to win the league. I hope they do, obviously. But I just think... people are going to laugh at me for even saying that. But I'm just excited that we're in and amongst it, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean...
You could be top of the... We've got Brentford at the weekend, you know, and which is a winnable game,
carving each other up,
you know, yeah.
Of course, at the weekend, potentially, so...
Yeah, guys, do me a favour. Don't give me hope. All right? I'd really appreciate that.
I think you've got hope, though. I genuinely do. I think Man City... I think they seem to be more interested in the Champions League, you know, going for that third time in a row.
What, you mean because of lots of their terrible results in the Premier League?
No, I just think they seem more, you know, you've got to look at motivation. You've got to look at what the motivation is.
Can't buy a win, can they?
No. The big hope is that they get distracted, you're right.
I've not enjoyed this conversation. I've been told I've got a big bum and I don't know anything about football.
Dear me. So, Stockton, Newcastle, very much sold out. Most of the tour is, but later on in the tour, there's some extra dates you're putting on in Belfast, last few around different parts of the world. So people go and find it, ramesranganathan.co.uk, all the details are there for tickets. Well, safe journey up. Enjoy the gigs, Ron. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks very much.
Yeah, speak to you soon, guys. Thanks,
Ron. Take care. There's Ramesh Ranganathan there, running the marathon calm.
Yeah, very nice.
We should have asked him for the link, shouldn't we? We can find it. We'll put it on the website. I imagine it'll be pretty easy to find. It's a fairly unusual name. So I think if you put that into you will find all the details there for Ramesh. And you can support him for calm.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Cheltenham Festival is back.
Yes,
next week. And Big Alan and the team will bring you all the build-up from 6.
Yeah.
And we'll be on air at 1 with 4 live races.
Well, Alan will the first 3 days and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, he's rarely a non-runner these days. And we're joining us now, the commentary team you heard from there, Rupert Bell and former jockey Lizzie Kelly. Good to see you both.
Good afternoon. We've come out of hibernation after being in two caves.
You sleep in cardboard boxes under under one of the stands at Cheltenham, don't you?
I didn't know you were both actually real.
AI.
many people think I'm not real. Yeah. But anyway, so we've come out of hibernation. Can't wait for next week. But the most important thing is I think we've sorted out your food requirements for the afternoon.
Oh, that's definitely the most important thing to me,
because I don't want a grumpy Charlie, a grumpy Andy. Well, that happens anyway. And Paul, you're pretty chilled, but even you might if you don't get any food for a week.
So. I don't get hangry like Andy does. You've ridden there, of course, Lizzie, in the festival. So, I mean, do the jockeys really get up for it? I mean, does this feel different, or is not just another day at work, is it?
No, it's not another day at work. It's, there's something really special about Cheltenham. I think that, I was very lucky that I went there with good chances. And the pressure then is massive because, you know, most of the time when you're racing, there's always a couple of horses that haven't got, literally don't have a chance.
Yeah.
And those jockeys are kind of like, well, you know.
They're the ones I back.
Collect my fee and go home. But there, every single horse has got a winning chance. Every jockey thinks that this is a winning chance. They might think it's like their last chance of a winner, or it might be a chance at a first winner, you know. And the pressure's absolutely heaped on. And I actually remember riding the horse that I won on the second time. And
did she ever tell you she's a grade one winning jockey? That's the 10th time I've heard it today.
That's why she's here. Why are you here, Rupert?
My credentials are fairly solid. Yes. Yours, on the other hand.
Yeah, incredibly sketchy.
Some red trousers and a voice.
I think I'm
a signet ring.
That's what it says on his business card. Red trousers and a voice.
I'll bring out my red trousers next week, then.
I bet you've got loads, haven't you?
I've got two.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, back to your point.
Yes.
If the pressure was so big, I can't remember what I was talking about. Pressure was so big that I remember saying, like, oh, I wish it was just abandoned, like, right now.
Oh, wow, really?
It's, like, cooled massive. Off. And then you get out there and you sit on the horse and you're like, yeah, I'm right. I'm
fine. In grade one, it's a lot of money at stake, you know, the profile, everybody's watching, huge TV audience, all the connections have got big expectations.
If it had been abandoned, you wouldn't be doing this job.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah, wouldn't be spending all this time with Rupert on the forecourt.
One can dream.
Back to it was abandoned.
In your commentary there, Rupert, we had another winner for Willie Mullins, and I saw you tweeting this week. It's going to be a Mullins heavy, certainly first couple of days and week, and you wonder for the future of the Prestbury Cup, which is the UK versus Ireland competition that they hold throughout the week for the trainers.
I think the Prestbury Cup thing's a bit contrived. I've never really bought into it. It was a sort of way of trying to create a bit when Britain just always used to win it. Now,
well, yeah, I mean, that isn't that ironic? It was a sort of gimmick that was supposed to show how great Britain was, and actually it's really come back to bite them, hasn't it?
That's great. I know you've been talking about Formula One and all the shenanigans around Red Bull, but Willie Mullins is so dominant, just like Red Bull are in terms of Formula One. Does that take some of the gloss off Formula One? Because you know Max Verstappen's going to win it again. Mm. And that's where I come from. 9 out of 15 entries in the opening race. Yes, they've all got genuine chances. And the owners want their horses with Willie Mullins because he's the best. And they want to run in the big races. So you have to just look at it as, I don't know, one of those things, but it feels a bit more than just one of those things.
But I think as long as the product, like the races, are competitive and good to watch, I don't think it really matters who trains them. Yeah. Like, obviously, it matters to them, you know, and in the racing industry. But I think if you're just switching on the TV or listening on the radio, actually, the thing that must happen is that the races must remain competitive. Mm.
So what are the races, Lizzie, that are kind of exciting you next week? What are the matchups? What are the runners that you think it could make for just classic races?
I think the two best races of the championship races, like the proper races, the grade ones, the Stayers Hurdle and the Gold Cup. I mean, you agree on the Stayers Hurdle. That's one of your favourites.
I love that race. Posey Park back again each way, 12-year-old. Lizzie likes crying in commentary. I will cry of Paisley Park.
I thought that was a horse crying in commentary. Coming down the back straight.
Yes. Well, it's the listeners crying at my commentary.
The Gold Cup is a really, really good Gold Cup. We've got Galopin Deschamps coming back to try and get a back-to-back victories in a Gold Cup. We've got Fast or Slow, who's beaten him on two occasions since he won last year's Cheltenham Gold Cup. Yeah, there's plenty to like. I think the ground's going to make things interesting because at the moment it's soft.
There's not a lot of rain forecast. It's a bit over the weekend. It doesn't look too bad.
There's been so much rain.
It's just in the ground.
Yeah, I think it's just everywhere.
I mean, your neck of the woods, Charlie, must, and I know I've taken a train, is flooded. Yeah. Cheltenham has had more rain than they can... In, and it dries quickly there, but they've barely been able to get onto the course because this they did. The lawnmowers and everything haven't been able to do necessarily
the
preparation.
The cross-country race was heavy. Like, heavy. It's like deluged.
The bumper. I always enjoy the bumper. That's always a good
fun horse
race.
Bumper,
I like the bumper. Yeah. Is it the first day the bumper or the second day the bumper?
Second day the bumper. Yeah, 5:30.
Fun, yeah, yeah. 5:30, isn't it?
No, I didn't. I always get confused because the bumper is the last race on the card. So on like a day.
And it's sort of like the crazy golf race.
Lizzie's normally helicoptered out by the last race of the day.
She's getting the
table. All the grade
booked.
Ones are finished. She's straight on the chopper. Yeah. She's out.
Yeah, two right. Well, I tell you what, for traffic going out of Cheltenham, you'd want a helicopter.
Yeah, certainly. Now, you two, you have the great pleasure of dining with Rupert throughout the week, and he does have some eclectic taste. He likes
the Wild Bean
garage
cafe.
Pasty. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Big fan of the Wild. He always books a little table at the Wild Bean.
I wish I'd never said that last year. It's haunted me.
Yeah.
Forever.
This goes back to Rupert when he meant to say what's the word? Patio, did he mean
to
say? He said we ate in the forecourt area. distant smell of four stars.
Poplar 2000 on the M74.
Can I say, I'm going to be dumped again on Wednesday because Izzy and Lizzie, the other part of the team, have already had hair washing night planned.
Oh, okay. And they dump you. They dump you once a year.
You
do cramp their style, Rupert, let's be honest.
So they've basically said, Wednesday night, Rupert, sling your hook.
Well, you can come out with us, so you can sit in the corner. Yeah. We'll have you in the corner. We'll keep feeding
dribbling.
This stuff.
It's Ladies' Day Thursday, isn't it? So,
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is with Cheltenham is it doesn't start on Tuesday. As you know, it starts on about Saturday, really, doesn't it? And we've got back-to-back things the whole time. And actually, you get to a point where you can't cope with another night of entertaining Rupert.
Well, on Monday night, we are at the Cheltenham Cricket Club. I'm going to get a plug in here. I'm doing here, Lizzie. Cheltenham Cricket Club, we're doing a preview. Lizzie's
tell
on
your
the
story again, are you?
Well, I haven't got any stories.
It's run out.
I'm a bit repetitive now, but Lizzie's there. And then Kieran Gettings, a very talented young jockey, is going to be giving his opinion. And James Stevens from the Racing Post, and I'm emceeing it. So I'll be telling a few gags. I'm coming for some advice, Charlie.
Very nice. I've got
Cheltenham
Cricket
Club.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And again, I mean, it's just another night with Rupert, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's absolutely. You've just got to get through it. Just get through it, Lizzie.
My autobiography, Another Night with Rupert.
Yeah.
Crying in commentary, the sequel.
red trousers and a voice. Here he is.
Thank you, Paul.
So we're going to have four races a day, the 1:30, the 2:10, the 2:50, and the feature race at 3:30.
Yeah,
so we'll
lovely,
have commentaries.
Yeah.
You'll be popping up on breakfast. You have to do breakfast, Lizzie, or not?
Yeah.
Because
Alan
has Rupert walking the course about 6:30 in his wellies, doesn't he?
He did. The famous one was when they had the wind abandoned. You can still feel it. And basically, I told him, he said the racing should continue. And I said, he was stuck in his hospitality box, sheltered, as I'm being buffeted from side to side, walking up. And I can't believe that is 2000.
No, the best one was when Ali McCoy decided he was going to have a nap in your car.
And he went back to your car.
That was last
year.
He'd had a shaving accident.
Really?
Blood-soaked
like
tissues.
CSI Cheltenham.
Yeah, it was.
Save it for Cheltenham Cricket Club.
this is gold.
My Skoda Yeti was basically looked like a scene of a murder. And Ali McCoist, that just been won the Pundit of the Year, was fast asleep in my rather nasty-looking car. Anyway,
you can't have a go at Ali. He's the nicest man in the world, so you just got to put up with it.
He said nap, not a horse.
That was
racing
funny. No, I don't mean that. but that year, Alan, basically there were hospitality tents flying around 50 foot in the air, like really dangerous. And Alan's saying, no, come, it's a little tiny bit of wind. he had two absolute nailed on winners, he thought that day. He was so angry it was off. So.
Well, he ended up in Russell's in Broadway, and I think he had the mother of all nights because yes. I saw him the next morning.
I'm sure he did.
There was a tale to be told after that as well.
Wow. Brilliant. Well, we shall see you on Monday for the preview show, so yep. We'll see you down there.
Is Escalade coming back?
I think quite possibly. We're going to have to dig out of the cupboard. Yeah, we've got it. So we've got a load of top guests joining us. Down there as well. So, breakfast from 6, all the build-up, live races with us from 1:30. We'll see you there.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here's Pele and Sergio Mendes.
Come on, then.
As always, do let us know how you're getting on at half-time. We're always interested. You're on the school run, wherever you are, out and about. Let us know how you're getting on if you're beating us. First birthday, Andy.
It's the fine American actor Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston.
Brilliant.
And I've just binge-watched his new TV series about a terrible spin bowler. It's called Off Breaking Bad.
Hey, not so bad.
Very nice.
You know how... It's not my brother.
Well, that's the game.
Do you know how old he is? I'd say he's
Cranston's pickle. I was thinking of. I don't know what to do with that, but that's what popped into my head.
Save it for next year.
His TV show where he gets into scrapes.
Into scrapes. Cranston's in a pickle.
59.
62.
68, believe it.
Is he really?
Looks good, doesn't he?
Cranners. Do stop it. Cranners.
He'll be paying more at Spurs.
Yeah, he certainly will be. He'll be up in arms about that. What's the scores, Jeff?
It's Paul 9, Charlie 6.
Okay, 9-6. We underplayed the Cranners there.
There we are.
Okay, second birthday two for the price of one. Ooh. It's Craig and Charlie Reed, the Proclaimers.
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, yeah. And they were organising a trek for charity, actually, inviting me to take part.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to know how far I was prepared to go.
Yes.
I said to them, I would walk 500 miles, I said to them.
Yeah, I'm sure, right, yeah, I'm sure really you did. I thought you were going to say something like about 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah. Are all the Proclaimers?
He's doing this. He did that one before.
I've only had 2 days. Shut up.
Someone actually did work out that in this country you can't walk 500 miles north or south because you end up in the sea.
Yeah, you don't have to do it in a straight line. You can zigzag.
I know, but if you try and do it in a straight line,
I would zigzag 500 miles. It's quite the same.
That's true. Not quite as good.
Anyway,
come on, Charlie. How old are they?
How old are the Proclaimers?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
58.
They're probably of that school, aren't they? 57. I'm going to stick with you, Charlie.
That's again surprising. 62.
Ooh,
really?
Wow. Only 4 years out.
They're not that old. What's it done to the schools, Jeff?
Wake up!
Yeah.
If I wake up.
What's the scores? Sorry, Jeff.
4-5 out onto 14. Charlie, 4 out onto 10. Yes. And Andy bring a very We're on Instagram Live at Mr. Jeff Jones, but Andy's got a very lovely sporting tracksuit top on.
Is he really?
Very nice. Oh, yeah. Do you think Instagram Live, when they invented it, they thought one day Jeff Peters will be sat in his car
outside, outside the Etihad?
The Etihad.
Yeah, going
outside the Joint Stadium.
This is what it's for.
It's a world record, 26 viewers.
Yeah,
oh, it's almost as good as Talk TV.
Yeah, meow.
Like to disassociate myself with that joke. Just in an attempt to keep my job for the next year.
No one else in the building.
Don't worry about it. Honestly,
from the been to the Ben Fletcher scorched earth school, hasn't he? Okay, next up, next birthday, Andy.
Okay, it's the film director Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner.
Nice. I just watched his new. I've just watched his new film about a former Premier League manager and a former Olympic gold medal hurdler. Yeah. It's tremendous. You must go and see When Harry Redknapp Met Sally Gunnell.
Oh, that's very good.
I'll have what Kevin Bond's having.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'll have what Kevin's having.
What's he now? He's got to be about 70, 74.
Yeah.
This old man was. He didn't die that long ago. Carl, didn't he? Genius.
It just is it in that film? They wonder if two people can be friends and not sign Juicy Jessica Lyman.
Yeah. Beautiful. I said 74.
Did you? Rob Reiner. I think he's older than that. 80.
77.
Not so bad.
Bang in the middle.
So that puts me on 17, Jeff, does it? And
yes, 17 to you, 13 to Charlie.
Okay, number four, back to Charlie.
Okay.
Lead us off, yeah.
It's the opera singer Priti Yende.
Yende.
I don't know her. I don't know if you saw her cameo in the new series of Curb Your Enthusiasm. She was pretty good.
Yes, oh, good. Okay. Yeah. I don't know a Priti Yende.
I saw her in West Side Story once.
Did you really?
When they were singing I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
Somebody else
got cancelled. Got cancelled.
Yeah. Bad production, that was. What do you think?
Is it me?
Is it you? Yeah.
No, I haven't a clue.
I don't know
who knows who she is.
Singer.
No one even knows who she is.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Somebody must know who she is.
64. She could be 34.
I know she could. I might go a bit younger. I might try and put the cat amongst the pigeons, whatever that means.
Yeah.
50. I'm going to go 50.
Well, good decision, because she's 39.
Oh, I said she could be 34. Ooh, she's 39.
Well, you should have said 34.
Why didn't I do
What's that?
That
done to the scores, Jeff?
Dreadful.
Jeff's had to take his shoes and socks off
Dreadful.
To work this area, hasn't he? What's the score?
Yeah.
Not in his fingers car, hopefully.
Fingers and thumbs on this one. Yeah. It is. So, Paul, 11 out on to 28. Mm. Charlie said 64, so that's 25 out. He's on 38.
38. Oh, okay. 10, that's all right.
Into half-time, right. Then, with birthday number five, Andy.
Okay, it's, I don't know actually how you pronounce this, but I'm going to pronounce it this way. Rachel, the fine actress, Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, that's right.
She was delighted to come and see my Sound of Music sing-along event. I couldn't believe how pleased she was to be there. Rachel Weisz,
nice.
Et cetera. You look happy to meet me.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Rachel Weisz. In Miami.
She is probably about 44.
She's older than that.
You think she is? Don't look it.
48.
Everyone's older this week. 54.
No, really?
It's me.
I know, amazing.
She's married to Daniel Craig and she makes
it. So scores, Jeff, we're into half time.
10 out on that one, Paul. So you're on to 38. Charlie, 6 out onto 44. So we're 6 apart. Paul in the lead at half time of the birthday spread.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Okay, 6th birthday, Andy.
Okay, it's the countertenor, chief executive and artistic director of the Grange Festival, Michael Chance. And his family got to stay with former Spurs manager Martin Yole. I asked Martin if it was true, and he confirmed it. He said, "We are Chances."
Chances, yeah.
Is that his thing, is it? Chances.
Chances, yeah. Phil Cormier has a brilliant impression of Martin Yole.
Philip Cormier.
Chances.
Phil in Cornwall, you're on the line.
Yes. So, how old do you think
it's
he
me, is?
Is
it?
Yeah.
What does he do? Say it again.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated.
Countertenor, chief executive and artistic director of the Grange Festival.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, one of those festivals, yeah.
I mean, that's a fine thing.
A countertenor?
It is.
I wonder if he's still a countertenor or not.
Clickety-click, 66.
69.
Ooh, okay, we're back. Nerdling your way back in. What's the scores, Jeff?
It's getting that little bit closer after six birthdays. It's Paul 44. Sorry, Paul 41. Mm-hmm. Charlie 45.
What is it? Say it again, Jeff.
45. I'll lead off for birthday seven. Here we go, Andy.
It's a fine singer and fascinating radio presenter, Elaine Page.
Ah, yeah. Elaine, you're a fan. Yep.
Oh, I am. Yes, absolutely. I was very grateful to Elaine when we were doing a tumbling act with the actress Rebecca Front. Rebecca fell from my grasp, but Elaine grabbed her when I shouted, "Hold the front, Page."
Oh, very nice. Comma in there.
What a memory.
How's Elaine Page now? It's got to be...
That's ridiculous.
Is she 70? I'm going to say 70.
Go on, Jeff. Do your joke. Go on,
Jeff. Quick.
I said, you know, come on. This should be easy for you. You know her so well.
Okay. That's good. Got there in the
very
end.
Very good, actually. Yeah.
Got there in the end.
I would say, wasn't it good, but I wouldn't mean it.
Yeah, 68.
Andy?
Has Paul get, oh, sorry,
I said 70.
Okay, yeah, so he's 76.
Oh, wow. I can't believe she's that old. You don't look it.
All the trombones are here for us.
Darling, you don't look it, Elaine.
1958, Drury Lane, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes.
That's it. That's okay. What she was in, was it?
Yeah, that's it.
So what's the score?
She was
in both of them. What's the score?
Don't think we want to go there.
What's the score,
46 out onto 47, Charlie.
53. 47. He's phasing in and out.
Getting giggly.
It's a bit itchy.
I'm a bit giggly.
It's a bit itchy coup park, isn't it, Jeff, today? But we're getting there. 47, yeah. Okay, back to two more births. Three more births.
Three more.
Fetch your cloth, Granville.
Yes. It's the chief executive. Yeah. It's the chief executive of Jet 2 Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Heapy.
Oh, right. Steve Heapy.
Yes, Steve's a great supporter of the British Olympic team. He always pays for a pre-game party for them at my house. He gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, that's nice.
Our old Steve Heapy. The chief executive of Jet 2 Airways.
Yeah, of course,
we all know how old he is. Can really work it out from Steve Heapy.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Steve Heapy?
68.
But he could be a bit younger. 57.
55.
You've been looking at that. No one can get that.
I've memorised.
You know?
No one would get that.
Heapy's birthday.
What an unbelievable cheat.
What's the scores, Jeff?
You've been texted that or something.
What's the scores, Jeff?
Absolutely terrible.
49, Charlie, 66.
49, 66, did you say? Okay, right.
Two out on Steve Heapy from Chief Executive.
He couldn't have known.
Pointless game.
next birthday, please, Sandy.
Yes, I may have done this one before.
Oh, yeah.
Lord David Panic.
Lord David.
Where was he? On the streets of London. Yeah. Right, let's get on with it. Get on with the quiz.
You're in
Trafalgar. Where was he? On the streets of Birmingham too. Yeah, get on with it.
In Trafalgar
no,
Square.
No, he was prevented from attending a party to celebrate 50 years of Dad's army.
Right, all right.
Okay, right.
The older route,
exactly.
Lord Panic. Lord Panic. He does a bit of work in the world of
Andy
football.
Probably told you how old he was yesterday.
Yeah,
so
he phoned me up.
He did
phone me up, yeah. I think he said something like about 56.
Yeah.
I think he said 56.
Great.
How old do you think he is?
Who cares? 59.
68.
Good. Oh,
so
there we are. Some back for me.
You're
good.
Back.
Yeah.
So,
there we are.
What's that then of the scores as we're in the last birthday?
Steve Thing from Jet Airways. 2 out.
Steve Heapy. I remember.
Steve Heapy.
I've got it written on my hand.
2 out. What a cheat.
What's the scores, Jeff?
It is. Paul, 61. Yeah. Charlie, 75.
Okay, so there's basically a 15 swing you need. 15
great,
swing.
Yeah, come on, Charlie. Don't give up because this is a really interesting one coming up.
Thank you, Peter Gabriel.
There we are. Okay. Okay, 15 swing either way. Here we go. Quick.
Okay, it's Flight Lieutenant Colin Bell, DFC Second World War Mosquito pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Carried at 50 bombing raids over Germany and charity fundraiser. Flight Lieutenant Colin Bell. He flew those heroic missions with fellow pilots Flight Lieutenant Francis Lee and Flight Lieutenant Mike Summerby.
I mean, the trouble is with this one, he's not going to be 26, is he?
Thing. I'm not going to get 15 out here, am I?
I mean, if I say...
I know you're good on airplanes, though.
I've got the jet too.
Yeah.
My Uncle Steve.
I'm going to say
95.
Oh, yeah, well done.
95.
Yeah,
so it gives you 110.
Yeah, well, he's not 110.
Or 80.
He
could be 110.
Well, he's not 110.
Well, just say 110.
He's
just,
not 110.
Is he 80? What do you want to go for? Come on, we haven't got time, Andy.
Sure.
plenty of
water. Oh, it's good we've ended with Bell.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm going to go...
You've got two choices.
110, Paul.
110. How old is he?
He's 103.
Oh, so close. What a surprise. See,
if you hadn't written off Panic and Heapy,
yeah,
could have been
if
there.
If Paul hadn't That's cheated it. On Heapy, but what a shame.
Enjoy the game tonight, Jeff.
Terrible game.
Cheers, boys. 62-41, and it's for all this year.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's
Who's on tomorrow,
show.
Paul?
Who's on tomorrow? Yeah. Funny you should ask me that. Lawrence Delalio.
Is he?
England World Cup
big
winner and Chelsea Paul. Fan.
Big ass. Shake his hand, Paul.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Met big hands, Paul. Met Lawrence a few times. Yeah. And because looking at the Six Nations. So, Charlie, you're back on Saturday with Max?
We're 9 till 11, Saturday morning. Okay. Yeah, the game day warm-up. Go get it.
I'll be here with Andy. Clips of the Week returns, of course, tomorrow and all that. So do hope you can join us. But for now, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on tour. Sport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.